It was the most sadistic coronation ever held. Physically tortured by the relentless scourging, and weary from a sleepless night of bitter interrogation, he stood silently as the Roman soldiers cast a scarlet robe over his raw shoulders, pressed a mangled plate of thorns into his scalp, and compelled him to hold the makeshift scepter in a loose grip of his right hand. They bowed and spat, mocking, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then one of the soldiers rose up in disgust, and pulling the reed from Jesus' hand, drove the crown of thorns deeper into his blood-stained brow with a single solid blow. Tearing the royal robe from his scabbing back, the wounds were reopened. Blood poured forth from the stripes gashed along his back as the soldiers threw the rejected king's own garments back to him and prepared for their long procession to Golgotha. Physically drained by the terrible torture not usually inflicted upon one condemned to crucifixion, the muscular carpenter's son, who had often hauled lumber on his back, could not stand up under the weight of the heavy beam now forced on his torn shoulders. The supervising centurion ordered that one of the onlookers carry the 110-pound crossbeam, lest the execution be unnecessarily delayed by the weakened prisoner. In a cold, clammy state of physical shock resulting from the tremendous blood loss already